Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The process itself is a mystery, is it not? The man sits in the chair. And somehow there is a transformation, it appears. An allowance, it appears. An opening for communication to the other side. And yet so many of you say, what is the other side? What kind of messages? Who's talking? So many of the questions are, where is the historical permission for this? And sometimes humanity has to just get through that before they can ever hear the message, which is, I love you. If you want to know the history, I ask you this: what was the first intuitive thoughts of the indigenous on the planet? How far can you go back? What writings can you find? Perhaps they're carved in stone someplace thousands of years ago, before humans had organizations that told them how to worship. They had to depend upon their own intuition. And if you collected those stone tablets and you had the writings somehow from all over the globe, you'll find a similarity. The understanding of the alliance with Earth. The understanding of a life force that is part of everything. The total concentration on where you are in the galaxy and what the stars do. How they align themselves and the energy of what you're about. And the fact that one life is only a piece of who you are. For almost all of them believe in reincarnation. The idea that there is a spark of the Creator in every single human being was common to all. And how did they talk to God? If you start looking at that, you'll find the protocol, dear ones. They gathered around, and an elder spoke to them with a voice from the other side of the veil and spoke of peace and love and their place in the universe. Welcome to New Jersey. But this is what's happening in this room. I want to invite the elders. I want to invite the ancient ones into the room. I want them to stay here all day long because I want to bring them in later. I've got a message today that my partner has an inkling that is coming. It's the kind of messages we give in these places. Admonitions. What is happening now in this new energy and controversy? It's time for some things to come out of the bottle for you to analyze and look at, including yourselves. It's a channeling that will be heard by many, and some won't like. Because it starts to talk about why you're here and what to do next. And some of the admonitions are strong, given to old souls so that they can move forward and get out of the mire of some of the old energy things they're doing by habit. And so you sit in a place that is sacred because you have made it sacred. Because by your intent, and the collective consciousness in the room, you have given allowance for the man to channel. It's not about him. He's always simply been a messenger with your allowance. And so what you have truly is a trilogy of energy every time he sits in the chair. There's him, there's you, and there is the creative source, represented often by something called the third language. And the three of you together to create the healings, the epiphanies, the understandings, the ahas that this really could be happening. It is not a mystery, channeling. It has been done for ages, channeling. It is the way all the scriptures on earth have been written by humans, channeling. And here it is again. And the profundity today, an 11 day, the profundity, the beauty, is that in this energy you are clear. And that the old energy that you've slogged through for decades, if not centuries, is fading away. That the things that you've asked for are beginning to manifest. That the seeds can now be planted, not this year, because this year you're toiling with the soil to get it ready. Full moons are like that. They create different aligning energies to stir you up. And that is when you best recalibrate. And some of you are brought to your knees, and you know who I'm talking to, don't you? And some of you have to be in a little bit of fear. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And others of you get it simply because it's there. And Spirit knows who you are, and custom makes it for you. That's how special you are. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever your questions are or will be this year, I want you to know it is custom made for you. It's a beautiful system that God knows you that well, isn't it also? You might not like going through some of these things, especially when you don't feel really good about it. But when has a human felt wonderful about change they didn't plan? And the answer is never. And so you're pushed around just a little bit, old soul. Question's been asked many times. Old souls on their knees crying out, saying, who gave you permission, God, to do this to me? And so I'll just answer it right now. And I'll say, you did, old soul, when you decided to come here this time. This is why you're here. To do the work. This is a year of rest and recalibration, realignment. I'm going to talk more about that tonight. It's a year to get ready. And the first thing you're going to do is solve your own issues. Because all of this going through the change and going through the shift is temporary. When the farmer makes his entire living from growing and reaping crops, how do you think he feels when his fields sit there being prepared and nothing is growing and there's no income? He sits and looks at it and taps his toe and wishes the time would go faster. And this is what you're doing. So get ready to plant the seeds. But while the fields are being prepared, why don't you do something really special? Why don't you understand what's going on and relax with it and be one of those who can look at all the things around you and say, thank you, Spirit, for this time, a time I knew was coming, a time I prepared for all my life. So many of the things that you have worked on for decades are now starting to come about. And it may happen so slow, you may not even see it, but it's happening. Blessed is the old soul who sits in the room, who sees what I'm saying, and who knows I'm right, because they see who they are, who they have been, and who they will be. And it will bring what you ask for. The potential is keen for peace on earth. That's the message of this short time before we give you the main one in a moment. And so it is.